Okay, so this is very interesting. I'm sitting here late night at a college in Omaha, Nebraska. I'm waiting for my daughter to come out of her Japanese class. And while I'm doing that, I thought I'd try out the headphone, the USB headphone that I have, and see what it does in the system, see if I can get a recording that I could post as a podcast. I'm hoping to get GarageBand put on this little laptop that I carry around with me and see if I can't post to the iWeb like the cool Apple information booklet talks about and all their promotions and everything like that, that you can podcast with one click of a button through GarageBand. It's that easy when you subscribe to .Mac, which I do, so that shouldn't be a bad thing. But I'm going through Audio Hijack Pro. It's a little piece of shareware that I acquired from RogueAmoeba.com. It's actually a pretty brilliant piece of, and it's not shareware either. I'm sorry. It's actual software. You have to buy it. it's not free. But you can download the demo free. And the demo allows you to record for 10 minutes, and then it just puts like system noise over everything, like static. So if you record for longer than 10 minutes, you're out of luck. But if you get the full version, if you pay like $30, then you can get the full version, and you can just jam with it. And what it does is it takes anything that outputs audio from your system, and you can record it. It hijacks it. What it does is it takes and inserts itself in between whatever's making the audio and your little output jack where you plug your headphones in or your speakers in or something like that. It gets right in between there. So anything that you can output to speakers, you can record. Which is cool when you consider the huge amount of audio that's out there. Like if you go to any band's website on MySpace, they will post probably 2 or 3 songs. And I mean, if you wondered, hey, does my band have a MySpace page? What you do is you go to Google, you put in MySpace, all one word, MySpace, and then you put in the band name. And chances are they do, even if they're no longer a band. I've found bands that have broken up, and they still have a MySpace page, and they still have music on there. So if you're looking for that old song, and it's on there, and you have this program, then you just tell it, hey, record that, and it does it. So, you know, this is pretty freaky because I'm sitting here late at night in in this community area talking to my computer. And so I have to be conscientious about pausing every now and again because otherwise people think I'm a freak show, which, yeah, I probably am, but that's okay. So I've thought about doing podcasting for some time. In this sort of format. Not really podcasting like, hey, I've got a radio show sort of thing, you know, and I'm going to come out weekly and we're going to have news and interviews or weird stuff like that, but just kind of off the cuff. And my daughter is here tonight taking Japanese. I think I've mentioned this 1,000 times to many different people, so I don't know. You may know it, you may not. But she's at a college. She's only 15, but we've got her enrolled in a college course taking Japanese. Because she wants to eventually go to Japan as a foreign exchange student. And the program we're looking at requires you to actually speak a little Japanese before you go. So we're giving it a whirl, see if she can make it happen. Now the problem is, she's used to doing homework on a high school level, and she's kind of not slipping in quite as well as she had hoped. It doesn't just come off the top of her head like it does in her high school classes, because she's pretty smart. So she has to apply herself a little bit more and be more diligent. She has learned that now. She's gotten her routine down, and now she's putting in a couple hours a day and everything like that. That's kind of what she's shooting for. So thankfully, maybe she can pull it out and really make something work by the end of the semester. In the meantime, on Mondays and Wednesdays, after I get off at work at 7, I come to the college and sit in this little community area until roughly 10 o'clock. So I have about 3 hours of chilling that I have to do. So consequently, I bring my laptop. And usually they have wireless throughout the place, which is pretty stellar, because because I can get some serious surfing time going on. However, right now it's July 3rd, and it's right before the holiday, so all the office help is gone, and I can still get wireless signal, but it's not connected to the internet. Apparently they have shut down their web servers or whatever, but there is no internet for me tonight. So here I am, playing around making audio files to see if I can actually make something happen here. Meanwhile, Mom is at home. She is directing a play right now. It's not really a play. It's more of a presentation. Our town, like all little Midwestern communities, probably in the Midwest, have little sort of Founders Days kind of things. And it's a pretty cool celebration, and everybody comes out, and there's thousands of people that come through town, and there's activities all weekend about the middle of July. And she has gotten together speeches that were written down, delivered by some of the founders of our community, the wives, actually, of the founders of our community. So kind of a women's perspective to settling the Old West, and it's not a pretty picture. It was pretty hard and pretty gross, and it wasn't just a nice, homey lifestyle. It was pretty much a struggle. Everything from freezing to death in the winter to finding rattlesnakes in your kitchenware in the summerware, in the summertime. So, you know, a lot of kind of weirdness going on. But she has rehearsals with her people doing that, and they're going to dress up in period costume and kind of just deliver portions of this speech in a sort of a conversational fashion to the audience. And hopefully that'll come up quick. She's kind of stressing about it, because she wants it to be good. And, you know, I think it will be. But she's having to put it together herself. It wasn't just like a ready-made script and everything. And so she struggles with self-doubt, but I think it'll come off really nice. I think she'll do well. And then the boys are just all over the place. You know, it's summertime, and it's almost the 4th of July, and so there's fireworks all the time, and they're going crazy about that. And they've already had burn wounds. I've had to treat, and they even haven't been given fireworks of their own yet. This is one of their friends' fireworks. So life is good, and it's summertime, and I love summertime, but I can't believe it's July 4th already. The summertime, you know, once you hit July 4th, it kind of says, all right, you're at the peak, and summer is downhill from here, and the next thing you know, you'll be celebrating Halloween. And I hate that, because it goes so fast. But we will try to see if we can make this little podcast thing happen, and we might do some more of these in the future. This is just kind of an experiment right now. But we'll play with it and hopefully have many stories to tell. So it's getting closer to about 8 minutes here. That's about static time. So I'm going to call it quits for now, and we'll talk at you later. Bye.